Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Welcome, Tina.
Thank you, Dr. Cruz.
And welcome to our 250th podcast.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's so overwhelming.
It is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Everyone can calm down now. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
No,
okay.
Really. Please. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Got to have fun with this podcast.
You do. Thing. You absolutely. Yeah.
250 shows. Can you believe it?
I know. Well, that was like 250 people there. Just
that was way more than 250.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We're so excited. 250. And thank you for being here. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. Welcome to our podcast.
You have a lot to catch up on.
That's right. And if you're a regular listener, we love you, and you're the reason why we're here. I mean, we keep doing this. You know, we took a little sabbatical from doing the podcast earlier this year for several months, and we kept having people text us and call us and
email us.
What's going on? Are you guys okay? Yeah. Why aren't you doing these? And so we're back on, and it's been fun. Mm-hmm. It's been fun. So we thought we'd just talk a little bit about some of our statistics. Since we've been doing this, how long has it been? 2 years?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years mm-hmm. that we've been doing podcasts. And so let's do some statistics. And then let's just talk about, you know, about us doing this. And, mm-hmm. and you know, a lot of people are like, well, how do you guys do these? You've mm-hmm. got so much stuff going on. So we'll talk a little bit about how we do these.
Yeah. Okay. So, no, I just pulled the stats for the last year. And we did take a pretty big break. From January through July of this year,
so where
we weren't, weren't podcasting, but we had just in the last year, so from September to September, we had right around 6,000 downloads, mm-hmm. and just since we restarted in August, so just August and then this little bit into September, we've had just over 2,000
really
downloads. Yeah,
wow.
Just so that number's counted in
that's
there.
That's amazing.
But, yeah, it is. It's
yeah,
really
that's awesome.
It's really cool. To see people responding to the show and listening to the show. And it's funny, I've had two emails just in the last week from mm-hmm. random people who found our podcast and started listening to it and had either questions about products or our services, or one guy is starting his own podcast on healthy habits, healthy living, and he wants to interview us on his podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's been kind of cool to... you know, keep connecting with people we're doing.
And I know when we did the, I think we had done this like maybe at our 100th podcast.
Right, yeah.
Where are the downloads all being, you know, where are they coming from? Is it pretty much still spread, you know, internationally throughout the world?
Yeah, so we have majority of people coming in through the United States, mm-hmm. But we have a lot in Canada. That's
okay.
another big listener. The UK is another big place that's listening. Australia
that's
is
awesome.
A pretty big place that's listening. We do have people in Spain, mm-hmm. South Africa.
Wonderful.
We have people in Germany, New Zealand, and, well, Ghana. We have people in
That's
Ghana.
That's so cool.
Listening, yeah.
I tell you
and
what.
And a lot of other places that I didn't mention, but, you know, there's, places in Asia. I mean, it's just crazy,
That's
right?
That's so great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. Thank you for listening to us wherever you may be mm-hmm. in this world. We really appreciate your loyalty and the time that you take to listen to us. Thank you. I mean, listening to that and, you know, knowing that these podcasts are being downloaded all over the world is really just really warms up my heart and that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just wanted to mention some of our, there's also this tool in the website that we use to post our podcast is called Podomatic.
Okay.
And Podomatic keeps track of stats for us, which is how we can see how many downloads, where those downloads are coming from. They also track the most listened to shows, which I really like to look at because it kind of tells you what people like listening to. So I just wanted to go through some of the top listened to shows.
Okay.
Funny, the number one show was our 8-year-old recalling his transformation.
Huh.
Which is really cool. And then we have our very funny podcast called The Inconvenient Poop.
Yes.
That was a fun one. And then we've got the GI Focus on Malabsorption. Mm-hmm. That was very popular. We've got the carbs one. The carbs, the big debate, right? Mm-hmm. That was another really popular one. And then number five, how to cheat without feeling guilty.
Mm.
So those were our top five most popular podcasts over the course of the last 2.5 years.
Right.
So, but even the one that we just recently did about Mo was on the list of one of our top shows.
Wow.
So that's really cool. You know,
that's great.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, there's all sorts of topics that we've talked about. I mean, most of them are in regards to digestive wellness, you know, and a variety of GI, gastrointestinal topics, you know, fatty liver, GERD, acid reflux, inflammatory bowel disease, IBS. So there's quite a variety out there. You know, if you're a first-time listener or even if you're a regular listener, go back and check out some of the old podcasts. That information is there and it's still great information.
Mm-hmm.
And then there have been some topics that we've repeated and talked about more than once because some of those topics are good to just kind of remind and refreshing.
Yeah, and new stuff comes out too, so it's important
to kind of give updates.
Yeah. Yeah, but the one that the guy contacted me about was he's going to be doing a whole series on chewing your food slowly.
Oh, good.
And that's how he found our podcast because we did a podcast on why it's important to chew your food.
Right.
And so he's like, I really love that podcast and can I have you guys on the show? And yeah, so it's cool that we do all different topics because as people search for things, hopefully they'll find what they're looking for.
Yeah. Good.
But
that's
there's
awesome.
So many more topics to talk about.
Oh my goodness.
We could talk for years.
Yeah, it's endless. It's endless. You know, so how do we do these? Well, you know, we started doing these and it's funny because when we first started doing this, I think that our goal was to do like, I don't know, 3 a week. I don't know if we were ever thinking
Let's
of doing it every day.
Every single day.
Every single day.
It did come to mind at one point.
Yeah. I mean, we just wanted to give and we had so much that so much information we wanted to get out there. But we quickly realized that it was tough, you know, because we've got the kids and we've got our full-time careers, which feel like more than full-time. I mean, it's, you know, we've got all sorts of different activities. You know, the kids are old enough now where they all have their individual. It's not like we can take them all to gymnastics at the same time anymore. They're all at different activities. So yeah, it is crazy. It's crazy busy. How do we do it?
And by the time we get the kids into bed, we're exhausted.
Yeah, so we do this late at night.
Right.
We do it late at night once the kids are in bed. And yeah, we are exhausted. But we're excited to do this because we feel that this is a way that we can give. We can give to you. And, you know, and just share and just do a little, you know, 12, 14 minute podcast where we're sharing something. I mean, it doesn't have to be long and we try to make it, you know, get some useful information and get you some pearls that maybe you can incorporate or implement into your life. And sometimes it's just, you know, just stuff we want to talk about.
Us just bantering.
But that's when we do it. So then we took a break from January to about July. And we had some other projects going on and we needed to just put this on hold. And when we came back to do it, you know, up to that point, we'd been doing like 2 a week.
Yes.
We'd been doing 2 a week. And this time we decided, you know, let's just focus on 1 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really great, the response that we've gotten ever since we've come back on the air. And it's a lot of fun. I did miss it when we didn't do it. I missed it. I mean, even though sometimes late at night, I'm just like, oh, I'm so tired. But then once we start doing it,
yeah,
we have fun.
Yeah.
We have a good time. And we, you know, we love doing this for you guys. So we just do it.
That's right.
We do it. It's one of the things we can do to give.
We basically have a microphone hooked up to my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And we use a tool called Audacity to record ourselves. Right. And then when we're done recording the show, I tag the intro and the extra onto it and we upload it. And it's, you know, I think from start to finish, it probably takes about 30 minutes to do a podcast.
And the intro and the, what do they call it, the extra?
The extra, yeah.
Yeah, that was something we got. There are people, professionals, that actually do that, do that kind of stuff. If you notice, our introduction is, you know, it's a cool introduction. So we had a woman, is she an Australian
woman?
She
was, yeah, she's an Australian.
Yeah, she's an Australian woman, and we hired her, and she...
She actually, it was funny, she sent us... multiple voices that she could do it in, and we're like, oh, this is so cool. But we picked obviously the one,
and
we
got to pick a song like a little jingle, and so it was a lot of fun, and we continue to do this, and our goal is to continue to do this. And you know, if we ever get to the point where maybe we have a little bit more of a little bit more free time, you know, maybe we'll start doing more per week. And but right now, you know, we're doing one a week. It's been great. We're having fun, getting a lot of great feedback. And if you have any topics that you would like us to talk about, you know, send us an email. Email us, reach out to us, and let us know. And we'll gladly talk about pretty much anything. Pretty much anything.
Well, and I want to talk about something else we're celebrating coming up here.
And what is that?
So it's our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, yes. The practice.
Yes, because we've promoted it in so many different ways. Yes. So I want to make sure we promote it through the podcast as well.
Yes.
So on October 10th, 10-10, we are celebrating our 10-year anniversary as a medical practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, because we need any excuse to party, we are throwing a party at our office at 4110 North 108th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. So if you're in Phoenix, you're listening to our podcast, you want to come party with us, come party with us. It's going to be from 4 to 8 p.m., kind of open house style. You're welcome to come and go. Kai's going to be signing books at the event.
That's right. Our 11-year-old is going to be signing his book.
Right.
We're going to have some music, DJ.
And music and drinks and all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be really fun.
Please come and join us. If you're in the area, drop by. It's open house, and we'd love to see you.
Absolutely.
All right, so I think that we're going to bring this to a close. We've had a lot of great, we've had a lot of great feedback from a lot of you, and we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you, and we appreciate that you take the time to listen to this podcast when you could be listening to other podcasts, but you choose us, and we love you for that. Thank you so much, and again, happy 250th podcast.
Happy 250.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.